Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on Tawbah, repentance. An Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, lo anna li ibn Adam wadiyan min zahabin ahabba an yakuna lahu wadiyan wa lay yamla fahu illa turab wa yatubu Allahu ala man tab. Muttafaqun alayhi. Hadrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the son of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, meaning insan, possesses a valley of gold, he would love to have two valleys, but nothing will fill his mouth except the soil of the grave. Allah Ta'ala accepts the repentance of those who repent to him. This hadith is teaching us something, is that a person's tabiat is such, his fitrat nature is such, that the more a person has, the more he wants. When he doesn't have, he thinks that the first million I get, I'll be happy. Then when he gets that first million, now he wants to make it 2 million. When he gets 2 million, he wants to make it 3 million. Like that, it keeps on going and going and going. Even the man who's got 100 million wants to make that 100 million, 200 million. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has told us that if a person has one valley full of gold, can you imagine what the value of one whole valley full of gold? He'll want another valley. And one hadith it comes, that he'll even want the third valley. So nothing will fill this person up, nothing will satisfy this craving and the desire for having more and more and more, except the sand of the qabr. When the sand of that qabr comes now, that expression, it fills him up. And this now, that craving will stop. The person would realize that it was just a wasted exercise of trying to get more and more and more. So a person always thinks, person should always think, that what Allah Ta'ala has given me, I must be happy with this. When a person has got qanaat, then even a little is enough. But a person who doesn't have qanaat, contentment, then there's no amount that is enough. There isn't any amount. Even if, as I mentioned, even a person has got billions also, he will still want to make more. This is the fitrah that Allah Ta'ala has created in insan. Shall I mention one small story after this last hadith? And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, يَضْحَكُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى إِلَى رَجُلِينَ يَقْتُلُ أَحَدُهُمَا الْآخَرُ يَدْخُلَانِ الْجَنَّةِ يُقَاتِلُ هَذَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيُقْتَلُ ثم يتوب الله على القاتل فيسلم فيستشهد. متفق عليه. حضرت ابو هريره رضي الله عنه نريد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah Ta'ala laughs or smiles in pleasure at two people. And this is just an expression to show how happy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets. If somebody smiles or he laughs, it's a sign that this person is very, very happy. So how happy Allah Ta'ala gets at two people, one who kills the other, yet both of them enter paradise. In other words, in battle, one person kill the other person. The non-Muslim kill the Muslim. Now because the Muslim became shaheed, then what happens? The Muslim now enters Jannah. And then the hadith is saying that both of them end up entering Jannah. So the one who is a non-Muslim, he killed the Muslim. The Muslim ended up in Jannah. But later on, when this non-Muslim passed away, he also entered Jannah. How Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam now is explaining that one kills the other, yet both of them enter Jannah. One fights for the cause of Allah Ta'ala and is killed, he's martyred. That is the Muslim that became martyred. Then turn towards the killer who then embraces Islam, Allah Ta'ala. Then turns, in other words, Allah Ta'ala turns his special tawajjuh to that person who killed, the non-Muslim who kills. Now the non-Muslim accepts Islam. After killing this Muslim, the Muslim is gone to Jannah. Now Allah Ta'ala turns his special tawajjuh towards this non-Muslim. The non-Muslim accepts Islam, and then later he gets tawfiq to fight in the path of Allah, and he is murdered. So now he becomes shaheed, he also goes to Jannah. So both people now have entered Jannah. A person who has murdered somebody in the path of Allah, he was a kafir, but Allah Ta'ala turned his special tawajjuh towards him. So what we learn from this hadith is hope. That don't ever lose hope. A person should never ever lose hope that even a person who had killed a Muslim in the path of Allah, if Allah Ta'ala turns his tawajjuh, his attention towards him, even this person can enter Jannah as a shaheed. Nothing is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak can enter, give a person shahadat status, who killed another Muslim in battle. What is it for Allah Ta'ala to forgive our gunas? There is nothing difficult for Allah Ta'ala to forgive our gunas. There is no such thing in Islam where a person becomes mayus, person becomes despondent in the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time a person is excited, and Allah is there to forgive me. The doors of Allah's tawbah is open all the time. So here we finish off this chapter, remembering all the beautiful hadith that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned to us, that Allah Ta'ala is waiting, waiting during the day, hands spread out is an expression for the person that committed gunas at night. Waiting at night with the hands spread out for the person that committed gunas at day. Such a big door Allah Ta'ala had created. We did the width 40 years or 70 years for a rider just to cross. Door is open. There's a door of Toba. Whatever Toba a person is making. So a person never ever loses hope. I mentioned one small story about qanaat and contentment and how important this qanaat, this contentment is. If a person doesn't have it, then he'll just be chasing and chasing and chasing and chasing his shadow, and he won't know why he's working so hard. Allah has given him so much, but he's still sweating and toiling and struggling. There was one person, as an incident or story, that one person, multi-millionaire, he went to an island, exclusive, exotic island for a holiday. And in that, whilst he was there, that island, he noticed one fisherman from that island was resting under one palm tree, was taking a rest in the shade. So he saw him there, so he decided to get talking to him. Now when you go to such places, sometimes you look for company. You're all alone there, there are not too many people to talk to. So he saw this fisherman. So then he said, tell the fisherman, let me give you some good advice. I'm a multi-millionaire, I can give you some advice how you can also become rich. So this fisherman is listening to him, interestingly, that what advice this person got to tell me, what advice he has got for me. So then he tells him that what you must do, every two fish you catch, one fish you can use for your family, other fish you take it and you try and sell it, and try and build up your capital. Slowly build up your working capital. The more fish you catch, the more you build up your capital. Then what you must do, you must aim to buy one small boat. And when you buy a small boat, you don't have to fish from the shore. You can go more deeper and you can get more fish. So now you'll be able to increase your capital more. And as you're increasing your capital more now, you must start looking to get trawlers and start to get more boats. And then you can employ more people to help you. So now you won't be just one man fishing, you'll have a whole team fishing. And as the capital now is increasing, you can start exporting, and you can export to various countries who will buy your product. You've got so much of fish here. So you must plan big. Don't just stand with your one rod here and fish and then relax like this. You know, you must have big plans. So he's listening to this person. He said, okay, after I do all that, after I fish and I start exporting and I start selling, he said, then you make millions. And then he said, after I make millions, he said, now what you can do now, you can take your money and you can invest it and get passive income. He said, okay, and after that, what can I do? He said, after that, then you can come to, like me, come on holiday and you can relax on the island. So then the fisherman retorted to him. He said, am I already not relaxing on the island? Am I already not relaxing on the island? So why do I need to take such a long cut? The difference between the two is one had qanaat, one had contentment with what Allah Ta'ala had given him. He was relaxing there already, and the other was chasing and chasing and chasing. So he had to take such a long cut to reach where this person already reached with one fishing rod. So that teaches us, when a person has got contentment, then a little is enough. But you don't have contentment, then much or too much is not even enough. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making amal. As you know, today is Friday, try and come early for Jumu'ah Salah. Increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recite Suratul Kahf. Encourage our family also to recite Suratul Kahf. And also take advantage of the time between Asr and Maghrib, especially before Maghrib Salah, to try and take out time for dua. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.